Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, it's the COO of the Dallas Cowboys, the great Stephen Jones. How you doing today, Stephen?
Hey, guys. Doing great.
Hey, we appreciate you jumping on. Lots of stuff to get into. Let's start with the health front for you guys heading into this game against the Colts. Which players are you most concerned about being out this week?
Well, I think Zach Martin probably heads that list, just because of what he means to our team. But, he's been fighting that MCL. I think most players wouldn't have played with some of the issues he's had with that knee. But it may be to a point where we just need to get him a break here for this week, and it may be in our best interest not to play him.
If he does not play, just because Connor Williams is a younger player, does it make more sense to put him back to left guard and put – Xavier over to right, or is it because Xavier's doing so good at left, you don't want to mess with that? How do you guys approach that?
Well, I think we've just decided that Connor did a really nice job in the game yesterday, substituting in for Zach, and Xavier's been playing real nice for us there on the left side, as you said, so we'll probably just move Connor into Zach's spot if that's what we end up deciding to do. It's not finalized, but if we end up deciding to go and go ahead and sit Zach, we'd probably put Connor in there at right guard.
You know, everything we're hearing is that Connor Williams has been playing really, really well. He's very aggressive and is up to the task of battling for time. And in that regard, are you satisfied with what you've seen from him over the last few weeks?
Oh, absolutely. I think Connor's going to be a mainstay in our offensive line for many years to come. It's really difficult to play in this league when you're a rookie there, and he just needs to continue to work and maybe gain a little strength in the off season, but I think we'll be talking about him just like we do several of the other players on our offensive line.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I'd like to focus now on the defensive line and specifically David Irving. I'm very confused as to where he is or what's been going on with him. What is his status with the team?
Well, he's just where he is right now is he's not quite ready to go yet. And, he's working with the trainers and working to get himself back into shape. So we just got work to do there. And he's just not ready to give it a go yet. Those high ankles can be tricky. And we'll just have to keep grinding with David there. And hopefully he can get to a point where he can help us.
Okay, and then along the same lines, Is Taco still having injury problems, or is he just simply there's other guys that are performing at a higher level at this point?
I just think, sometimes a player coming off an injury, Taco's never missed much. It's a little slow getting back, and I think he's just got to get that engine running again, and I think he'll be fine. Of course, you know how Rod is. He wants to create competition every step of the way. No one gets their job back with him. And until they've shown they deserve it. And I think it's just a matter of getting Taco to a point where Rod's comfortable that he can perform at the level that he was performing at before he had his injury.
Stephen, I want to ask you about an area where you guys have struggled, and not to harp on a negative, but if you guys can get your red zone woes under control, you guys could truly be a juggernaut. And you're 30th in the red zone in the NFL, 32nd in the NFL in goal-to-go situations, I believe. So why do you think you guys are stalling out in the red zone?
You know, that's a tough one to get your hands around, obviously. I think we've been real close once we got down there a few times, and close doesn't get it, don't get me wrong. But we've had some plays there that we've missed the throw or we've missed a catch or missed the block. And, you know, it's right now we're just not getting it done. And you know, you have to have those things that you got to go work at every week, and certainly we know it's not good enough. We have to get better if we want to accomplish what we want to accomplish as a team, and we want to have success in the playoffs, then we've got to be more efficient in terms of turning yards and drives into touchdowns. And certainly we're not getting that done. As you mentioned, we're 30th in the league. It's certainly not good enough to be a championship caliber football team, which we think we can be. And the good news is, you know, we go to work on it every week. We have to execute when we get down there. I know everybody wants to get that ball in the end zone, and I think we ultimately will.
You know, we were having an in-depth conversation about this yesterday, and our own Kevin Turner was like, hey, it's such a small sample. If they have one or two good weeks, suddenly you turn that whole percentage around and you can race up the rankings there. But, you know, in terms of the bigger discussion and in terms of what is this team's red zone identity, do you have players who are absolutely can win in the red zone? Is it a play-calling issue? Is it tendencies? Are other teams figuring out what you're doing? Are you guys adjusting too much? I mean, when you factor in all those areas, I mean, what would you say your identity has been in the red zone?
Well, I just think at the end of the day, it's a combination of all of the above. I mean, I think everybody has to be accountable to it. I think we got to run the ball better when we're down there. I think we all got to concentrate on running better routes. I'm sure Scott wants to dial up a few better plays, and we do got to get an identity in down there when we get in there and just, you know, have the confidence that we're going to score. Now, as we all know, you know, when the first half of the season, the first quarter of the season, six games, you know, we were struggling moving the ball, period. And, you know, these have been steps that we've taken. Obviously, we're moving the ball a lot better right now. We're just not converting those yards, those drives into touchdowns. And I know we work on it every week. I know everybody wants, whether it's Dak, whether it's Zeke, whether it's Amari, whether it's our tight ends, the rest of our receiving core, we just got to get the ball in the end zone.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, I know there's just like not a simple answer for this, but I really want to hear more of your philosophy on it, and that is a young quarterback making changes. There was a lot of talk about what Amari Cooper said after the game on the go route, and that was a hand signal, and Dak made the right call, and there's been a perception that early on in Dak's career he's more reluctant to do that. When are you, as a front office guy, comfortable with the quarterback being more aggressive in terms of doing that sort of thing at the line of scrimmage? And if he's not having success, at that point, do you guys want to pull him back, or do you want the quarterback to continue to grow?
No, I think he has to continue to grow. That's part of being a quarterback in the NFL. I know he's getting more and more comfortable, you know, with making the audibles, whether it's a run-pass option or a run-to-a-run or a pass-to-a-pass or changing a route. In fact, you know, he can't get enough of the work and, you know, what it takes to be good in this league. And I know no one works harder at it than him. I know, you know, he's starting to get a feel. You know, for the first time, we've got, you know, a number one, a number two, a number three. Hearns is a great backup to all three. Certainly, you know, no one's got his job. And I think for the first time in the last month, he's, you know, pretty much got the same personnel in there all the time, which helps him. But I'm very comfortable. I think Jerry is. I know the coaching staff is very comfortable with that continuing to grow in this offense and making changes. I think you have to do that in this league. I think you have to adjust to the looks the defenses are giving you. And I think Dak's going to continue to grow and be better. And, you know, I think he's already at a great point, but I know everybody's comfortable with him making those audibles at the line of scrimmage.
You know, there are so many things that Dak does exceedingly well. Obviously, like any young player, he's got areas to improve. You know, when I think of the one thing he does the best and the one area where he needs the most improvement, for me, it would be the one thing he does best is perform in the clutch. The one area where he probably needs the most improvement to me would be that over-the-shoulder, back-shoulder fade in the red zone, because I think that would open things up a lot. So if I were to ask you the same question, what's the one thing Dak does the best, in your opinion, whatever it is, and the one area where he's got the most room for growth?
Well, I think the first one is obvious. I think he's a winner. I just think he plays games. I think his winning percentage since he's been in the league is up there with the very best from Tom Brady on down in terms of his winning percentage as a starting quarterback. He certainly gets it done in the clutch. He can start off and he can have some bad quarters and then overcome them in the fourth and win football games for us. I think he's also at the top in terms of, you know, comebacks in the fourth quarter. So he does all those things well. As far as his growth, I mean, this is going to be a work in progress. You certainly don't become Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers overnight. I mean, this is going to be a growth process, learning our game, you know, putting themselves and being involved in situations and learning from those. And then, of course, we all know all quarterbacks have plays that they want back, leaving a deep ball out on the field. And I think a lot of that's just timing. I mean, for the first time, Dak's playing with the same set of receivers on a regular basis. Amari, Gallup, and Beasley with certainly Hearns backing him up and Noah doing what he does. And, you know, I think he's finally getting some rhythm. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the red zone. I know no one eats – it doesn't need it anyone any worse than it does Dak in terms of our success in the red zone. He knows that's a must, and if we're going to have success in the playoffs, we've got to get better down there.
Well, Stephen, it's simply a matter of deductive reasoning to look at the contracts of Tank, Dak, Amari Cooper, and Byron Jones and go, yep, those are important guys. We want to get them done. Is this offseason coming up, is there one of those four guys that it stands ahead of the others as being the most important in terms of figuring something out?
No, I just think it's a matter of getting them done. I mean, we have to have those players as a part of our team. We've worked too hard to acquire them, to get them through the draft. They're homegrown. And, we just got to get the job done with these guys in terms of getting them signed. It reminds me a little bit when we were looking at having DeSean Choi and Emmett Michael. I mean, a little bit. I know they don't want to hear this, but you hope there's a little bit in them that, you know, and going to try to max out everything because you respect any man who wants to maximize his earnings. But at the same time, I think we've got a good young football team, and we're going to need a little bit of that as we move forward. But nothing but the utmost respect, obviously. I put DeMarcus Lawrence, if you were going to put anyone right there at the top, because he never complained, never said anything, just went to work, played for the franchise tag. And I know he wants a long-term deal, and all he ever does is go to work and make football plays for us. So, you know, it's a great group of guys. Not only are they great players on the field, they're better men off the field, and we're lucky to have them.
You brought up a great young football team, and we talk about that all the time, Stephen. And obviously it's been a big question around here with Sean Lee coming back real soon, and you've got a rookie that's playing out of this world. Do you think a player like Sean that – you know, never wanted to come off the field, looks at it now and goes, you know what, it's probably to my advantage to maybe split some time with this guy? Or how do you think a veteran like Sean looks at that?
Well, Sean's ultimate, consummate team player. And I think he knows this year it's been tough. It's been tough for him in the past in terms of, if he gets overdone in a game or reps. And I think he's starting to see that it may be in his best interest not to just take every rep out there. I know his competitive nature, his willingness to want to contribute, his competitiveness to want to be the best and help us on every play. At the same time, I know he sees what Leighton and what Jalen are doing, and I know he wants to do what's in the best interest of the team, and that's why we're so fortunate to have him.
You know, it's tough to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys or the quarterback of the Cowboys or the GM or the owner. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of scrutiny, and Coach Garrett was under a lot of heat when this team was 3-5. And, you know, there's a nice 5-game win streak here that makes him look really good. And I guess it's a thin line between fans or media feeling like you need to be fired and then thinking you're a genius. I'd love to get your thoughts on Coach Garrett, what you like about him so much and his character, and you know, if you're just on a personal level happy for him to have this run of success and how, you know, that just impacts the way you feel about him.
Well, first of all, I know Jerry, myself, we've been, you know, under a lot of criticism for being so convicted about Jason. He's one of the longer tenured coaches in this league. Of course, when we were 3-5, as should be the case, there's a lot of criticism. For it to go around for everybody, whether it be Jason, whether it be the players, whether it be Jerry, myself, Will. When you're not performing, our fans deserve to have a good football team, and we understand that. But Jason never blinked. He showed what head coaches should show, when they're going through some challenges. And he never blinked. He kept the message. He kept pushing his football team. And my hat's off to him. I think players never quit on him. They felt convicted they could crawl out of that hole. And my hat's off to Jason. He just did a terrific job and continues to do a great job with this team. And certainly he's not letting up now. No one's breathing a sigh of relief. We all know how important every game is. You never know that could make the difference in the fourth seed, the third seed, who knows. And we just have to continue to go out there and work and execute, as he says, and fight.
Well, awesome stuff, Stephen. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.